Porter City presents the Win in Faith Conference 2022. Theme, Encountering the Spirit of Faith. The date is the 2nd to the 8th of May 2022. It's happening at the UPSA Auditorium, Legon. And ministering is God's servant, Nanase Opoku-Sakodie.
The winning faith is a faith that is back with corresponding action. Jesus said, did I not tell you that if thou canst believe, thou wouldest see the glory of them. Martha says 4 days now, but this time he's thinking. A stinking situation don't threaten God. No matter how the devil has done his worst, it does not threaten God. Maybe the marriage is stinking. Maybe the finances is stinking. Maybe the family is stinking. But there is a God that has walked into this particular place. You are not here by accident. You didn't come here. God ordered yourself to be here. This week somebody's destiny will change.
Remember, the venue is the University of Professional Studies, UPS Legon. And the date is the 2nd to the 8th of May 2022. For inquiries, call 027-400-9933. That's 027-400-9933. I rejoice in it.
This is the part of... Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opoku-Sakodie, the Senior Pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
power. Go to Job chapter 15 and verse number 1. Job chapter 15 and verse number 1. Let's listen to one of the things that Eliphaz did to Job. The terminal reply, verse 2. A wise man wouldn't answer with such empty talk. You are nothing but a wind bag. So this is the way they spoke to Job. Now, when they came from a far country to come and sympathize with Job. They were his friend. All of them probably were wealthy people. And suddenly everything started happening to him. We all know from the beginning that the thing that is happening to Job, it was not because Job has done anything. God himself testified that he was a righteous man, upright, a person who fear God and shuns evil. It was a conversation that happened between the devil and God. And as a result of that, when the whole thing ended, then the devil was permitted to come and deal with Job. So sometimes what happens to you, it has been discussed and permitted. In the spirit realm, there are things you go through, we go through. It has been discussed and permitted. But God knows at the end of the story, you will win and he will also win. Now, these people, they didn't understand. So they came back judging Job. Go to verse number 3 and look at it. The wise don't engage in empty chatter. What good are such words? So I wish I, have you no fear of God? No reverence for him? Listen, your sins are telling your mouth what to say. These are the strong words they were using for the man. Your sins are telling your mouth what to say. These are the things you see. Your words are based on clever deception. And these are the people God said, pray for them. Now, continue reading. Let me go to God. Your own mouth condemns you, not I. Your own lips testify. So instead of coming, the man has already lost his wife, lost his children, lost his property. And they came to, they call it adding more petrol to the fire. Insulting him from head to. That is why God told them that I'm angry with you because you didn't even ask what is happening. You just came to. So they pronounced judgment on the man. If you keep reading, it was a painful situation. Go to verse number 7. Look at it. Were you the first person ever born? Were you born before hills were made? Dangerous question. Were you listening at God's secret counsel? Do you have a monopoly on wisdom? I mean, these are questions that will just take you out of your bed. Look at it. What do you know that we don't know? And then, what do you know? What do we know that we don't? What do you understand that we don't understand? Have you ever come to the place you know you have done nothing? But people are kissing you left and right. It's a very painful thing. And these were friends. On our side are age. Gray hair, men much older than your father. They insulted him and added his father. Look at Bilhah chapter 8 from verse 1. Look at Bilhah. Let's check Bilhah's own. height, the shoe height replied to Job. Look at what he said. How long will you go on like this? You sound like a blasting wind. Strong. Does God twist justice? Does the Almighty twist what is right? So all of them, your children must have sinned against him. So the children that have died, these people are pronouncing that. And you know that the children have done nothing. When God and Job, and God turned the captivity of Job, it was not just a means of praying for them. He has to release them and forgive them. Oh, you are not listening to what I'm preaching. Your children must have sinned against him. So their punishment was well deserved. Can you hear such a thing and want to pray for people like this? But if you pray to God. Now, go to chapter 18 from verse 1. This same guy again. Bilhah, look at him. Chapter 18. And Bilhah the Shunammite replied. Another one. Onye kra. How long before you stop talking? Speak sense if you want us to answer. So they said everything Job is saying is foolishness. Think about it. These are the people Job must pray for. And they were not saying they were enemies, so they were friends. If there were enemies that are coming to talk to Job, it was a different thing. How long before you stop talking? Speak sense if you want to. You want us to answer. Do you think we are mere animals? Do you think we are stupid? So the accusation, because when you go and read the whole thing, they will talk and go to defend that. Having done the things you are saying, and then they will come back harder on him. If you are to be you come to Potter City, let's rain fire on your enemies. No. This is what is happening. You may tear out your hair in anger, but will that destroy the earth? Will it make the rocks tremble? This guy is asking Job questions. Amen. Now, back when a friend is saying, Zophar. Do you remember Zophar? There were three. Chapter 11 from verse 1. Look at Zophar. Then Zophar, the Nematite, replied to Job, Obia dinatem. So by the time this one and this one take over, by the time this one, Kankawem, Caterpillar, and Palmerweb, they are just firing them everywhere. Shouldn't someone answer this torrent of words? Is a person proved innocent just by a lot of talking? So if they're at a point when they talk, they don't want him to reply. Yeah. Keep quiet and endure at them. Intercessors. So I remain silent while you babble on. When you mock God, shouldn't someone make you ashamed? Hey, assemble and cry. Hallelujah. Now look at it. You claim my beliefs are pure and I am clean in the sight of God. So you're clear. How did this thing happen to you? Let me not bother you too much. Go to chapter 20 from verse number 1. Listen to this guy again. Chapter 20 verse 1. And Zophar the Nimtite reply. Take your reply. I must reply because I am greatly disturbed. I have had to endure your insult, but now my spirit prompts me to reply you. You go and read it. There's nothing Job said that was insult. If Job said anything, they misrepresent him. These are the people Job has prayed to. Don't you realize that from the beginning of time, ever since people were first placed on the earth, watch this, the trumpet of the wicked has been short-lived and the joy of the godless has been only temporary. That means that whatever happened to you because you were a wicked man,
yeah.
The trumpet of the wicked has been short-lived. And after all this insult, the Bible says in Job chapter 42 and verse number 10, the Lord turned the captivity of Job. Job, when Job prayed for his friend, the Lord restored his fortunes. The King James said the Lord turned the captivity of Job. So it was not an easy thing for him to pray for such people.
Oh yes.
That means that you can't be an intercessor and be bitter. The Lord bless those who are clapping. I said that you cannot be an intercessor and walk in unforgiveness. You cannot be an intercessor. Do you know something? this Lot guy that Abraham stood in for, his headmen started fighting the headmen of Abraham. There were a lot of processes Lot went through that you could see that Lot forgotten where he was coming from. Lot even forgotten that his blessing was a result of his anchor, because God didn't call him. When the time came for them to choose the land, the Bible says he chose the fertile land. The anchor told him that, you see, when you are greedy, you are greedy. The state of your heart will reveal who you are in the years to come. If your heart is wrong, your destiny has no place. The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. When Abraham came and said, watch the land, he could have told his uncle, you brought me. Whatever place you give to me, I'll take it. The Bible says, look at the place that was water towards Sodom, and he pitched his tent there. But you see, when you are dealing with God, it's not about fertile land. It's about the God you are dealing with. Because God can turn the desolate land to be fertile. Are you getting what I'm talking about? And the Bible said, so that was the first place. Now, the same guy pitched his tent, and probably whilst he was there, he didn't mind his anchor, because he has now made it. He's making some money, he's making some wave. He should have even stopped his headman and said, hey, headman, stop that nonsense. Who dare you put them in order? And he said, hey, we are what we are because of my uncle. He's the one who brought us. He didn't. He rather came and said, I'm sure, Joy, hey, Lord, he said, it's the fault of your headman. He said, no problem. We are brethren. We don't need to fight. So choose. And that is where his war started. The moment he separated himself from his uncle, all his troubles started. Because he didn't have an independent anointing. Whatever blessing he has depend on Abraham's covenant. And so, the worst thing you can do is to depart from that covenant. He pitched near Sodom. Before you know, he was in Sodom. Sodom was destroyed. His wife became a pillar of salt. His daughters raped him. Now, let me ask you a question. Where did the girls learn that they can give their father drink and play around it and then sleep? Now, let's go. Let me give you some things to write about intercession. Hallelujah. One of my daughters called me. Now, today, there was a lady. I'm sure that lady used to be in a choir. He's in the country somewhere doing his, I think, his master's or something. And I think he's defending his thesis or something. I couldn't inject the name well, but when I read the email, he said, Daddy, I have never in my life prayed for anybody. No, it shouldn't be surprised that some of you is not part of you being pumped by my mind. And he said, there were some things that whatever he is writing, he has to come to Africa. And because of coronavirus, students were not permitted to travel. But in his case, there are things you want from Africa. You can't get it on internet. You can't get watching on internet. I mean, it's not in Google. There are some things you can't get. So he needs to come down and write. The professor says, still, they lifted the ban for students to travel. But the professor says, still, I won't let you travel because the ban was not there. I have to go and cross-check. To cross-check 2 weeks. So he said, this week when we started, then he started to say, Lord, forgive me. He said, I said something that hit her very strong. So he asked God for forgiveness, started praying for others. The moment he prayed for others, the professor came and said, I've done you so harm. You see, this thing, I thought I've sent the email. Not only I have not sent it. Please forgive me. And the professor is now helping. But he said, Daddy, when I started praying for people, everything about my education is changing. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. So Job's captivity must turn first when he prayed for his friends. Intercessors are not selfish. You cannot stand in the gap with the spirit of selfishness. That is why I told you that. Let's develop so much discipline that I won't choose a party for you. Everybody sitting has a party you belong to. But let's come to the place that after politics, whoever win election will become responsible to pray for that government. I exhort that first of all. First of all, I'm saying that you cannot pray for anybody you criticize. Your prayer will not even work. It's hypocritic prayer. So don't become so passionate about NDC, MPP, that whichever government come, you hate them. Because your responsibility is to pray for them. I think it was Pastor Abed who gave some prayer point about leading a peaceful, quiet life. The Paul said that, 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 1. He said, I exhort them first of all. I exhort them for that. Before everything else, before you go, first of all, priority. Don't pray about yourself. He said, first of all, supplications and prayers. Now, one day I'll break it down. What is supplication? What is prayers? What is intercession? Yeah. They are all not the same. There are different kinds of prayer. There's a prayer of agreement. There's a prayer of faith. There's a prayer of petition. There's a prayer of supplication. There's intercession prayer. All these are different kinds of prayer. Are you getting it? So prayer is normal. You must know which kind of prayer you are praying. The prayer of faith is pretty different from the prayer of intercession. But God never spoke about the prayer of intercession or agreement. What God is lacking now is intercessors. I sought for a man that will stand in the gap. And the reason we don't have intercessors is because of the way our generation is programmed. Because what it is, if you continue to be intercessor, you see the way God will answer your prayer. You see the way God will answer your prayer. Some of you already started feeling joy when you start praying for others. You started, your system is changing. The spirit of selfishness is leaving you.
All right.
It's coming. One of my daughters who does a lot of things for me in America called me and said, Papa, I have never thought I'm an intercessor. He said, I'm feeling so joyful. I say, why haven't I heard this thing for a long time? The most dangerous thing we are doing in the church is to think that these people know.
Yeah.
They appear and look like they know. They walk like they know. But they are the most ignorant generation God has ever raised. Don't ever look at these girls' face and think they know anything. They don't know anything. They even appear like they are ready for marriage. They are not. If you marry them right now, you tell them, they are not ready. They are not ready. No, if you are ready, you say, you are not ready. No. You are not ready. When you are ready, all they want is whole flower and they're coming. To God be the glory, greatest he has done. And they have a way of waving. All kinds of nonsense. They've never prepared for marriage. They've never prepared for marriage. They'll come back 2 months, they are run away. I was prophesying to a lady, didn't 2 years. They married, they say 7 years. They started divorce 6 years ago. So 1 year the divorce started with a beautiful, brilliant, intelligent girl who is not going to grow with a father and a mother. They dress like they are ready. They look very attractive. Huh? They dress very sexy. And they want to appear sexy. But when the sex duty itself starts, you see, they are holding their hands. They don't even understand what I'm talking about.
No. I'm tired.
They start running away. They start running away. If you are not lucky, you come and marry someone, this guy who pray. Oh, yo, higher, oh, yo, higher. When they finish praying, what do? It's not an easy thing. They are not ready. No. I don't want us to blame the devil. I say the greatest power in our time is the power of information. Don't just jump into marriage. Have information. You don't need to know me. You must have knowledge about the man you are going to marry. What is his temperament? What are the characteristics of those temperament? Huh? By the time he come back, well, you are going to work, he fire. You say you are coming for break, he fire. By the time in the night, he fire. Midnight, they know, sir, you have married a high sex drive. So immediately you start going to the gym. Yeah. And start exercising to meet your requirement. Exercise yourself into godliness. Because if you can't handle it, tell me. And you go to, and this is the crazy thing you do. You go to the office and you start your gossiping. And then you meet Kwansima, and Kwansima start talking, say, well, how is it? So everything is fine. And he said, my husband disturbed me. He said, really? How? So he doesn't let me sleep. Oh, my old day, he let me sleep. Oh, me my da pa. Then you start. Then you see they start gossiping. Then say, Omameda. Then they start. So then you start comparing. Your husband is not his husband. No. All the men in this room, we are different. We are totally different. The reason God hates divorce is that what you are running away, you can go and meet worse. If you think the next one will work, it's not in your hand. You can run away from something you think is too much and go and meet it double the next stage. That's what it is. So you run away from this one. Can you imagine? You say your husband doesn't let you sleep. And why? I say, hey, he wakes me up midnight. And you get the one that just before you sleep, they wake you up. 2 hours to the sleep, they wake you up. And are you getting what I'm talking about? What are you going to do? There's some people, they are married, some men, they watch TV. That's what it is. What are you going to do? While they are there, they collect food. When they finish eating, they watch TV, they come and fire, they come and continue. That's what it is. Everybody. I'm telling you, you better be an intercessor and start praying. You are not prepared. Let me tell you something, you are not prepared. So if you are not even praying to it, no, there are things that are changeable, some of them unchangeable. And by the time you say I do, you can't change the person. The moment you say I do, you must accept the person the way he is.
Yes, sir.
All the rest of the changes, only God can do it. You don't try. If you try, you create second world war. I think that one has happened, so third. So all the problem is God. People are trying to change people instead of praying. So the moment you come, you say I do. The moment the pastor lifts, he says I declare you husband and wife. Whatever you have seen, you must accept it. If he's a drunkard, he's going to continue. If you were seeing condoms in his pocket, now you saw one, now you are going to see a packet. You are going to see them in boxes. That is what it is. It's going to get magnified. Yes, the more money he has, so once you say I do, the rest of the changes, only God can make it. Only God can step inside the matter. You trying to change, don't think about it. It will bring friction and war, and you start hating you, and you're going to use strong words on you because you are trying to change, because nobody likes change. The only change we accept is when God is changing, because God knows how to change people. He can hammer you and change you. Better be an intercessor. So instead of trying to change your husband, go on your knees and talk to God. Because don't try to talk to people that only God can talk to. No. That is why Esther didn't go straight to Ahasuerus. He go to his God first. So by the time he came, God has done the business. The moment he saw the queen, the Bible said he pointed the golden scepter and started talking. Ooh, what do you want me to give to the half of the kingdom? If Esther went straight, they have not called you for 30 days. What are you going to do there? No. So don't try to talk to people that only God can talk to. Because the heart of the king is in the hands of God. Amen. Although intercessors are so important, the tragedy is that they are in short supply. Thank God this week God has raised a lot of intercessors. Right, this one, that the people deserve judgment because God takes a hard look at sin. God takes a hard look at sin committed by people who know better. Let me say it again. People deserve judgment because God takes a hard look at sin committed by people who know better. No one was interceding. No one pleaded. Isaiah chapter 59 from verse 15 and 16. The Lord saw it and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no one to intervene. Isaiah 59 verse 15 and 16. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departed from evil maketh himself a play. And the Lord saw it and it displeased him that there was no judgment. New Living Translation. If you don't mind. Yes, truth is gone, and anyone who renounces evil is attacked. This is it. The Lord looked and was displeased to find there was no justice. Anyone, let me repeat something there for you to hear. Anyone, yes, truth is gone. Anyone who renounces evil is attacked. Does it look like our generation? And the Lord looked and was displeased to find there was no justice. Look at the next verse. He was amazed to see that no one intervened to help the oppressed. Now look at the King James. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Who is an intercessor? Somebody standing in the gap. So please stop talking about the rampant witchcraft in your family. Are you in the gap? When wise people keep quiet, foolish people will talk. The only way for the foolish to keep quiet is that wise is talking. So if the intercessors are not praying, the witches will have a field day. No, I don't want to hear that your mother-in-law is a troublesome woman. Are you praying? I don't want to hear that you married from a bad family. Are you praying? People have married from worse family than you, but they are surviving because they are intercessors. I don't want to hear that. And then my mother-in-law, and then don't pray for her to die. If he die, it will not change anything about your life. God prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. That means that God sometimes doesn't want your enemies to die. Because when all your enemies die, then you are not qualified for that table. It's a good place for you to clap for Jesus Christ. If thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, then some enemies around me must be alive. And they are the reason that table must be prepared. If all those enemies have died, then I'm not qualified. Why should God prepare that table and all your friends must come around? The table is not for friends. So there are certain tables, they are not for loved ones. It is prepared in the territory of your enemies. So it's a mismatch and a mistake for you to wake up and everybody loves you. If let me tell you this, if you are here and everybody loves you, something is seriously wrong with you. It is possible God has departed from you. If you, where you are working, if you don't have enemies, people don't hate you, if people are not talking about you, some father-in-law, mother-in-law, auntie, cousin, sister, somebody somewhere who is not speaking evil about you, and everybody say you are nice, you have backslided, you are not a child of God, you are not qualified for God's table, and chances are that very, very soon we can't find you anywhere. It is dangerous to walk around and you don't have enemies. It is dangerous to walk around. Even Jesus, they spoke evil about Jesus. They look at you and say, are you not a Samaritan? Are you not a devil? Did you not say you have a demon? They say Jesus have a demon. So they should say you have demons. One day, I was driving somewhere and accidentally my radio hit somewhere. There's only two FM stations I listen to in Ghana. I don't want to mention their name, but you can guess. Amen. One of them is Sony FM. The other one is the one you have been listening. Then, I accidentally, I don't know how I called it. Sometimes you take your car to worship, maybe the mechanic that tried it, put it there. But all I saw was that people were calling in. Then when they call it, they started insulting. You know the way they can insult the president of the country and stuff like that. When I saw the way they are insulting the president, I sat down and said, wow, you need to have a large heart to become a president. Yes, sir. Because I'm sure when the president, the thing they said that you don't hear, there are people who are hearing to come and tell you. Yes, sir. No wonder some more time they have gray hair.
Porter City presents the Winning Faith Conference 2022. Theme, Encountering the Spirit of Faith. The date is the 2nd to the 8th of May 2022. It's happening at the UPSA Auditorium, Legon. And ministering is God's servant, Nanase Opoku Sakodie.
The winning faith is a faith that is back with corresponding action. Jesus said, did I not tell you that if thou canst believe, thou wouldest see the glory of them. Martha says 4 days now, but this time he's thinking. A stinking situation don't threaten God. No matter how the devil has done his worst, it does not threaten God. Maybe the marriage is stinking. Maybe the finances is stinking. Maybe the family is stinking. But there is a God that has walked into this particular place. You are not here by accident. You didn't come here. God ordered yourself to be here. This week somebody's destiny will change.
Remember, the venue is a University of Professional Studies, UPS Legon, and the date is the 2nd to the 8th of May 2022. For inquiries, call 027-400-9933. That's 027-400-9933. Potter's R is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For ball purchase, call 027-400-9933. Thank you for joining us on the Porter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Opoku Sakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-00-9933 or +233-242-47-2655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location Station, Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City Mutual Pram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the power.